Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday before Thanksgiving. I know it feels a little weird. I mean, we're barely even talking about Black Friday. Not quite the same buildup this year, but that's really because all the deals and all of the events are happening. They're just more spread out. So
right. It doesn't have to be just one day.
Exactly. So we will talk a little more about that, but we also want to take your questions. So give us a call if you want to talk shop at 651-641-1071. The lines are open.
But we're so knowledgeable about food now. After Stephanie March, sat in for the first segment.
Yeah.
That if they've got questions about food.
Oh, please do not. Once in a while, an email to mytalk1071.com accidentally gets routed to us instead of the Stephanie's.
Yeah.
And wow, are we out of our league?
We quickly send them to them.
They were talking about different like treatments of birds and things that I didn't even know.
I do not treat
it was
birds.
A thing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like,
where should I get the takeout soup? Who
exactly.
should make my soup for me?
who should make your takeout soup? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
what I'm thinking about. But we can talk shop. We can talk gift ideas. We can talk where to shop local. So feel free to give us a call. 651-641-1071.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the phone number. Give it again. 651-641-1071.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's a collaboration that is going to help feed people, too. And so I think it's a really good kind of thing to talk about. I couldn't figure out the other night. I happened to turn Jimmy Fallon on just for a second after it had started. And he was wearing what appeared to be really cute striped pajamas. And I thought, there must be some story to this that I missed at the beginning of the program. And indeed, I did, because he has now come out with a line that are called Pijimmies.
I love
which
it.
Which I love
so
the
cute.
Name. I just love the name. He was actually, he's good friends with Mickey Drexler of Mickey Drexler, of Drexler Ventures now.
Well, Mickey Drexler, people, best known for J.Crew.
J.Crew and Madewell.
And Gap and turning brands around.
So he was having a brainstorming lunch and they were going to do a collaboration. And I guess Drexler actually suggested pajamas. And Fallon was all excited about that because he thought that that would be a great idea. He's always loved pajamas, never found ones that have the pockets he likes and all of that. And he apparently likes to have pajamas that he can wear out to walk his dog so that he wants a pocket in them and things like that. So he just introduced his collection of colorful striped unisex pajamas and sleep accessories, and they're on the Alex Mill website, and it's AlexMill, and 100% of the proceeds go directly to Feeding America. So he is not making money on this. It's all going to a really good cause. And the pajamas have they're all different color stripes. They're, you know, one panel of the shirt is blue, one is red, a sleeve is yellow, and he also made sure that they have pockets in them. And when you look online, they're really cute. I mean, you can buy just the pajama bottoms or shorts. You can, you know, the pants or shorts. There's also a sleep mask and a beanie hat and socks. And they're all, I think they were priced at somewhere around $45 or $50 for each piece, thereabouts.
Cute. Great gift.
And they do have a Pijimmies jumpsuit as well that is kind of cute. So I think it's a wonderful idea because it's something new and fun. I think it would be a really cute holiday gift.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because you know that the money is going
to Feeding America.
Right. Which is
love
a good
it. Thing. I love it. Well,
I
let's put a, we'll put a link not just to the Vogue article, but to directly to
Alex.
Alex Mill, which is a cool website, by the way.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think actually when you buy it, as I went on there, your first purchase of the collection is 15% off.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay, very good. Along the same lines, and I feel like we've had other, they've done other things this year, but Vans, you know, the skater shoes, right, which are kind of universally popular, they've done a lot of really good things this year. The latest is they are donating $1 million to mental health charities, with proceeds from what they're calling Checkerboard Day. When is that day? All I know is I'm looking at these cool sneakers they've done that look like they're hand painted.
Yeah,
and exactly. It's all about drawing attention to mental health issues. And as we know, depression is spiking. A lot of people, you know, feeling alone, the pressure, the stress is getting to them. So lots of need, and Vans is doing their part to support it. So check out these.
Yeah, and they're really cute too. They have a t-shirt that is the same kind of design, mm-hmm, for $30, and the sneakers retail for $95. But that $1 million is going to 10 regional charities that help with mental health.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a neat idea.
It is. Yeah. Lots of ways to give good gifts or buy things for yourself and give back.
Right.
Here's one that might make a bunch of hockey fans happy. Although I can't begin to really decipher like the politics of this. But did you see that the Minnesota Wild, they are doing retro jerseys? And I believe that every team in the NHL, yeah, is doing this. They all introduced a retro jersey. Well, Minnesota Wilds looks a heck of a lot like the Minnesota North Stars.
Right.
It's a throwback jersey. Right. So, I mean, I would guess.
Not inexpensive.
How much is it?
I got $180.
Well, jerseys are always very pricey.
Yeah. I looked at it and thought, oh, my son. And then I thought, oh, no. I love him. I love him.
Not
a lot,
quite that much, right? Yeah. Well, for the diehard hockey fan, maybe you are now a Minnesota Wild fan, but you still miss the North Stars days. Kind of a cool way to bring it all together. It's, of course, green and yellow. And yeah, it looks very much like the North Stars.
Yeah.
So that is now available. You can pre-order them online now at hockeylodge.com. Hockey Lodge also has a store at Southdale, I believe.
Do they? I haven't been at Southdale
and of course,
a long
at the
time.
Stadium. You know what else? Southdale, actually, a store opened.
What?
Yes, I know. I was shocked too.
What store opened?
I was driving by, and the Cycle Gear, which is, and I believe it's the same thing that's opening at Shops of Arbor Lakes. It's all kinds of accessories and gear for motorcycling.
Oh, well,
apparel,
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's right up your alley. Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's right where, was it Applebee's or Ruby Tuesday?
Ruby Tuesday.
It's where the Ruby Tuesdays used to be.
Oh,
so just nice to see a new store,
sure,
filling a spot.
Always. You know, the other thing that malls are doing, the Simon malls, they are going to make it easier for you to return items.
Mm-hmm. How?
They've teamed up with this platform, Narvar, to have drop-off returns at some of their locations. And so you can select a nearby Simon location to return products from about 24 retailers. Some of them include The Gap, Athleta, Vera Bradley, and Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
And they are what Simon vice president said, one of their vice presidents. I loved his title, actually. He's the vice president of innovation and customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they really want to make their properties into town square destinations so that customers have a lot of reasons to come there. They can accomplish many things. People don't want to go to a lot of different places right now. And this way they can save time. They can consolidate all of their errands by being able to return things at one location. And they said, according to their research, that 1/3 of the consumers used an alternative location for dropping off their last returns.
Mm-hmm.
And 30-40% of them said they would like the idea of being able to just, you know, have one place that they can come and do all of this. And they're not the only ones. FedEx last month partnered with Happy Returns.
Yeah.
And they're letting customers return goods at more than 2,000 FedEx offices around the country. And it's kind of an interesting idea. It's kind of like when I told you I ordered something from Free People and I picked it up at Walgreens.
Which yeah, I that was a weird
a
one.
A little strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess they're all kind of working together and it sort of helps everybody and helps the consumer.
Well, and that is, that's always been the big hurdle, is that the idea of having to pack things back up and ship them back is off-putting to a lot of consumers, myself included. And so anything you can do to streamline that process, I think that feels like a huge win, especially like we're all shopping online now. That maybe is the one, you know, thing that holds people back. So very nice that they're thinking about that. Good service. When we get back, I just cannot wait to hear what's in store in this week's tech report. That's next on Shop Girls. Good timing. You've arrived right in time for the tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's tech report.
Well, you know, it's exciting, Allie.
What?
Twitter has launched Fleets.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on with this.
Well, that's what I am here
Please,
for.
Fill me in. I've been waiting all week to get the lowdown on this.
I didn't know if you'd even know what Fleets meant.
I know that it's a thing. I know that people are talking about it. I know that they're hating on it. I don't even see it on mine. What am I missing?
You will find it on your phone at the top where it says record in a little circle.
Okay.
And what Fleets is going to allow you to do is put something on Twitter that will disappear in 24 hours. Does that sound like anything that you've ever heard of before?
I see what's happening.
Does it sound a little bit like Instagram stories, for example, or Snapchat? Well, they think that this is going to be a good thing. Here's what Twitter says. They hope that this new feature, will help reduce the pressure around tweeting by letting users express more casual thoughts and feelings.
Oh, please.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess there are people who feel, I'm so sorry. There are people who feel that they've got to be profound on Twitter. If I read things on Twitter, I don't find too many that are profound. But apparently there are a lot of people.
Basically, people don't need to sweat it because you're not really putting that much stock in it anyway.
Apparently, there are people that do. And so the feeling at Twitter is that by using Fleets, this gives them a chance to put something on that isn't all that important, but something that they want to get off their chest. And so they can do it and know that within 24 hours, it's going to be gone.
Maybe you can help me, Mom. I use TweetDeck. I use another app to manage my account, and I'm not seeing Fleets.
Well, maybe you have to be on Twitter.
Do I need to update?
You know what, honey? Those are personal questions that I can't answer when I am dealing with thousands of people.
Yeah, because I'm sure I'm the only one who has that question.
I'm sure.
Thanks
it is,
a lot.
But I will help you follow.
So you have
my
not.
Report.
I feel like just in in the keeping with the day and out of respect to your loyal Tech Report followers, maybe you should Fleet today.
Well, I'm here right now on record, and it says, maybe that isn't it. I don't know. I can't do it while I'm on the air. Sorry. I'm going to have to. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. That is where you go. You go to record, and that's how you add it, but I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to delve into this a little bit more.
Okay, all right, great.
Meanwhile,
next time, try to bring us a full story.
I do not appreciate you. You can't even remember to bring your coffee up from the car. Okay, so I found this new toy that is coming out just in time for the holidays that I think is a great idea to give kids, but really can be for a whole family. It's an interactive family game called Jogo Ball. J-O-G-O Ball, all one word. And it is actually an interactive gaming device. And it's a cute little ball, like a baseball size.
Yeah.
And he's got a smiley face. And it operates as a Bluetooth speaker. And you use the sensors in it to help play games that are found on the matching app. And it does not cost anything to get the app to play the game. But you can throw it, shake it, hit it, and all these other actions that allow you to play these games. So it's screen free, and it's got 1,000 hours of content in it. including out-of-the-box kind of, you know, games that are in there. And so the ball is the console, and the silicone sleeve covers up the all the content and the games that are in it. And you can, you know, obviously it can be games that, that everybody can play, because there are games in it like trivial games, but there are also workout games. There are music games. You can use the Jogo Ball like an instrument to make music. You can play Guess Who, Icebreakers, all of those kind of things. It's $119. So it's not inexpensive, but if it's a gift for a family,
yeah,
I think it sounds like a really cute idea. And you're not on the screen, so that's kind of a good thing.
I like it. I had not heard of that.
Yeah, it's new. And that's what I'm here for, is to tell you the new things. I do have to mention Charlie D'Amelio.
Oh, my gosh. This is all I hear about in my house. The drama. So you're following this.
Well, that is my job, isn't it?
Charlie D'Amelio. Get us up to speed.
Charlie, in case anyone doesn't know, has the most followers, like 100 million on TikTok.
Not quite 100 million.
Well, this is where she was.
Yes.
She was almost at 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And things have gone awry, and she has lost almost 1 million subscribers. Yes. Ta-da! We need music there. She has done a video on her family's YouTube channel, and they apparently was complaining on there about not yet hitting that 100 million number. And also, there were fans who said her sister, Dixie, came off being very rude to a private chef that they had, as we all do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And D'Amelio apparently tearfully apologized to all of her followers. But she said, blatantly disrespecting the fact that I'm still a human being is not okay at all. So she was upset about that.
I have a teen occasional correspondent who we probably should have had to weigh in on this, because he has been following the nuances of this story. And he actually is quite sympathetic. He has shocked himself by feeling very sympathetic to Ms. Charlie D'Amelio in all of this.
And why does he feel
however, he does not typically wake up these days until approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he really couldn't make a call in.
Why was he sympathetic?
I don't know.
I mean, I should talk to him. It's like anything else. I mean, it's never okay to bully or be nasty to people over something. I found it more kind of funny, I guess, first of all, that she would be so obsessed with hitting her 100 million follower, because goodness knows this woman, this girl, 16 years old, is making lots and lots of money.
Yeah, but people take everything the way they want. I mean, my child told me is that Charlie was just like, oh, you guys, thank you so much for bringing me to 100 million. I'm so excited. And then it just sort of backfired. And people are like, you just want followers. You don't care about us.
Right.
What did you people think? Do you think she really cared about all 100 million of you?
I mean, people don't take it the right way. And her sister did throw up after saying something on the video about the chef. And that wasn't necessary. She really did, apparently.
I just can't believe that we've talked about any of this, to be really honest.
Well, you know, we're here to bring the news, and that's the news.
That is what we've done. When we get back, the big pandemic trend, all these pets, what are they going to get for Christmas? We'll tell you next. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, last week, I don't know, we were in the middle of saying some dumb thing. And our friend Allie Jarvis was kind enough to call and set us straight. And we didn't have a lot of time to really get into it with her. And so we invited her back this week. Allie, of course, is the founder of Sidewalk Dog, knows all things pet related. And so we're so excited to have you here, because Allie, there are so many new pets out there. Is there going to be just like a crazy run on gifts this year for these dogs?
Yes. The answer is yes. Thanks so much for having me back. And yes, I mean, honestly, it's a huge year for gift giving for pets. It's going to be one of the top gift giving categories this year, with people saying on average they're going to spend. Now, this sounds a little bit high to me, but based on a report study I was reading, $90 per dog.
$90?
I better start saving my pennies.
Wow, she's not going to spend that much on her kids, let alone her dog.
You guys, that's what happened during the last recession, is that people, you know, were spending less and less on themselves, not taking trips, not doing this and that. And it makes people feel good to spoil their children, right? And their furry children. And so that's what's happening.
And they've been there for us too. Yeah. We need to reward them.
Your dog loves you more than your children.
So, I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, Allie, as you know, I know you were so excited. I had to tell you when I finally got a dog because I didn't have one for so long. And we did it pre-pandemic. We were ahead of the trend. Yep. Who could have guessed? But I mean, what a blessing it has been to have him in our household this year. It's just amazing.
Good. I'm so glad you feel the way. Yes. I mean, they're just a nonstop source of, you know, most dogs, nonstop source of unconditional love and just comic relief. I'm guessing Larry is hilarious.
Larry,
yes. He's a master manipulator. He's having a fight with one of my children right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and he's totally, I mean, he totally, like, he won't look him in the eye. Walks away. The big one. It's hilarious. Oh. But let's talk about gift ideas. So, Allie, Sidewalk Dog, you guys put together a good dog gift guide 2020. Tell us some of your favorite things on the list.
Allie, the first one you have to tell me about, though, because I can't quite understand, what are dog puzzles?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So some great ones on the market. They are, think about Harmony, like, for example, I have one right now that I'm looking at, and it is a toy that has a bunch of dog bone shaped kind of domes, and you lift those up, you put treats underneath them, and then you put the bones in place, and then the dogs have to, you know, they can smell, and then they have to figure out like how to get those treats out.
So you're taunting them, basically.
Exactly. Whenever there's a puzzle involved, there's typically treats involved, and it's the dog, you know, smelling, trying to figure it out. The thing I love about puzzles that are on the market, and Nina Ottensen is a trainer that makes many of them, and you can kind of find them anywhere, but they have them for, you know, dogs that aren't quite as smart, maybe like my Cavalier, and then dogs that are, you know, medium smart, maybe like my boxer mix, and then dogs that are, you know, really smart, that, you know, neither of mine fall into that category. So maybe Larry does.
No, not so much, but we love them anyway.
I think like, having puzzles with treats under, that would get me to do puzzles.
Yeah, like for that. Sure.
I know, exactly, right?
It's a good idea.
There's another thing which I, go ahead.
No, tell us what else.
Oh, sure. Another thing which I love, and again, this is great for older pets for keeping them busy too with your Zoom calls. There are these things called licky mats, and we write about them in this article. And they're so cool. They're these, you know, little square rubber mats that are textured. And so you know, what I do is I spread peanut butter, throw it in the freezer, and then it can take her, you know, an hour to slowly lick the peanut butter off, and that texture adds an element of soothing for them. It makes it harder for them to lick it off, so it takes longer. Licky mats are awesome, and you can even sort of attach them to your wall if you have a dog that's kind of a really tall dog that it would be hard for them to kind of be leaning over and licking it, or it's a great thing to put up when you're giving a dog a bath so they don't know what they're doing. They kind of forget.
Why do dogs like peanut butter so much?
You know, I don't know. I ask them all the time. They never tell me. They just like give it to me. So.
Good answer. Okay.
I love it.
Go ahead, Allie.
No, I'm just marveling when you say that mat could keep them busy for an hour. That's worth every penny.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? And you know, again, it depends on the dog. There are some that are very aggressive lickers that it wouldn't take quite as long, but you know, the smaller the dog and the kind of more gentle, it can take them up to that amount of time. And my dog, of course, my Cavalier, she's turning 12, so she tends to fall asleep kind of halfway through it. So then I just take it from her. She doesn't even know. I throw it back in the freezer. And when she wakes up, I give it to her, and she finishes it. So
look, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
hard work, all that licking. other gifts that you're excited about? And of course, all of these, we'll put a link up on the Shop Girls page, but you can find them at sidewalkdog.com. They've got their holiday gift guide 2020. Any others you want to call out, Ellie?
Well, there's a suction toy on there that just cracked me up, and I love it so much. Think of like a really strong suction on one end, and then a cord, and then a kind of rubber ball on the other end. So your dog, it's like a tug toy. It's like playing tug of war, but there's no person required.
Oh,
because,
he can do it himself.
You can do it himself. And of course, you know, you want to do that with your dog as well, and you can do that with this toy, but it's just a nice option if you're, again, you're on those Zoom calls. Ellie, I don't know if you struggle with this with Larry, but I know so many people, and my dogs included, the second they hear that voice of somebody else that's, you know, calling you on Zoom, that's exactly when they want your attention.
Oh, yeah, just like children. Yep. I'm actually thinking of getting this suction toy for my younger child who always wants someone to play with. Maybe he would like that, too.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
You say that people do a lot of personalized gifts for their pets?
They do. You know what? It's such a big category, and I know it kind of started in the human world, and everything seems to trickle down to pets these days. So there's a really cute item in our directory that is a giant personalized toy basket. So you can get that, and you can get their names on it. But if you go on sites like Shutterfly, Cafe Press, Zazzle, so many different sites, you can get coffee mugs, you can get bandanas, you can get personalized dog blankets. Those are really fun and really cool and incredibly realistic, too, with what they can do now with photos.
Ellie, I know that beyond gifts, I mean, obviously a big focus of Sidewalk Dog is pet-friendly places. Where can you bring your dog? Activities. So much of that is disrupted right now by our current COVID situation. So what would you suggest? I mean, if your dog is getting as antsy around the house as you are.
Yes. So, as far as what you can do with them?
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know what? Such a great question. So, and it's something we get asked every day. You know, we have some really fun content on the site. We recently wrote a story about, you know, how to set up a little dog agility course in your backyard, which you can do with things that you have outside, you know, for example, logs and sticks and things like that. We have guides for different trails and things nearby. We have guides for how to keep them busy indoors. You know, haul ball is a big thing that you'll want to do with your longest haul in the house. And a lot of it comes down to thinking of how to keep them mentally busy, because that is exhausting for them too. Mm-hmm. So there's only so much running around you can do in the house. Right. And then as they get older too, it can be more challenging to keep them busy. But again, some of these really awesome puzzle toys and creative things you can do with things like Kongs, where you're putting treats in there, and then you might put some yogurt, and then you kind of stuff more treats in there, and then you freeze that, and then they're working on that for long periods of time. But it's also, you know, again, soothing for them too. Anything like that is just going to really help people get through this winter.
Right.
It's going to be
right.
challenging.
Unfortunately, none of these toys seem to capture my dog's attention as much as Kleenex out of the garbage can. So
why is
we're working
that?
On that. I know. Could we turn Kleenex into a toy?
I have one of those too. Yeah, it's so gross, isn't it?
Do you have a solution for that?
So gross.
I have no. Yes, my solution is don't keep garbage cans on the floor.
There you go.
I mean, this is.
That's what we've done. We've had to raise them, and it really bugs me. I don't like them taking up counter space.
No.
But Allie, before we let you go, also on your list of trends right now, besides just getting pets, and are you still seeing that? I mean, is the rate of dog adoption still continuing to be so high, or is it kind of slowing down now?
It's still continuing to be super high, which is, you know, which is wonderful, because really what's happened is that it's brought so much awareness to rescue and so many dogs that there are so many dogs that need homes. So it's still really high. So is that, was that kind of part one of your questions?
Yeah,
Allie?
No, that was that question. And then the next question was, you had on your list pet furniture.
Yeah.
That it's not just our office that needs a makeover. Theirs does too. What do you mean?
Well, you guys, I mean, you think about it. Everybody is improving their homes right now. It's a great time to do home improvement
projects.
Sure,
they need it too.
That might mean replacing your couch. Well, what about your dog's bed? I mean, it's really interesting to see the trends in terms of what people are buying, and they're buying pet furniture. So that might be, you know, a cat condo for your cat, something really cool, or maybe you're even building something like that, but also, you know, wonderful, good looking pieces of furniture that might double as a dog crate, a coffee table that an end table that doubles as a dog crate, or just a really good looking dog bed that goes with the rest of your house, because, you know, they need to look good, and they need to have surroundings that look good too, right?
Absolutely.
Right. But I'm going to paint my own bedroom before I worry about Larry's furniture. Sorry.
I know.
It'll make him happy.
I know. It's silly.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's...
And then, Allie, do I have time to just mention the card super quickly?
Yes, tell us.
Okay, you guys, we are really excited. One other gift idea. We partnered with a local artist to make these limited edition dog playing cards. They're super darling. Every card has a different sketch of a dog on it. They'll make you smile. They're only available through tomorrow on our website. They're just $12.50, and proceeds benefit Pets for Vets. And what they do is they match veterans with PTSD with rescue dogs who are trained to keep them to give them comfort. And
Again,
just available through tomorrow. Yeah. So thank you.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. So go to sidewalkdog.com today, order those cards. That would be a great gift to give someone who is a pet owner. And Allie, thank you for all the great ideas and inspiration.
Oh, thanks you guys. And keep us posted on Larry. I love it when you talk about him.
I certainly will.
Thanks,
he does show up in the Instagram feed now and then. We'll put a link to Sidewalk Dog's gift guide on the Shop Girls page. Happy holidays, Allie.
Thanks, you too, guys.
We'll be back with more right after this. Wrapping up Shop Girls. Geez, the Saturday before Black Friday. But what is Black Friday really anymore?
Just another day.
It's just a month of sales. We'll get to those in a couple minutes, but a couple other headlines we want to tell you about first. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, and we so appreciate you listening to Shop Girls today. So let's talk about Jennifer Aniston's new job. Thank goodness she finally landed a job.
I was so worried about
her. Oh my gosh.
Things have been so slow for her.
Chief Creative Director.
Creative director. Yes. She's creative director of a collagen brand called, she's partnered with them, called Vital Proteins. Because apparently, along with her basics that she's been selling us for a while, Aveeno and Smart Water, because moisturizing and drinking water are very important.
Very hydrated.
Very hydrated, but then you got to have the collagen. Mm-hmm. Very important to have the collagen.
Okay.
And she said it's that sort of working from the inside out thing. And so she is obviously going to be in their upcoming campaign. That's not too surprising. But she is also going to be the chief creative officer and putting her spin, as she says, on new products that they're going to come up with. She says that the benefit of collagen. She said, collagen is the body's most abundant protein. It helps support hair, skin, nail, bone, and joint health. So it is kind of crucial. And as you get older, you kind of lose some of that collagen. That's how you get your face full of wrinkles. And so anyway, she thinks that these peptides, apparently they're called peptides, are very important. They're $35 on Amazon. And this is her new gig, along with everything else that she does.
I'm so curious how much time she's really spending. And I'd love to know, I mean, is she really contributing? And the New York Times had a fun story this week about just that, about why it is that every celebrity right now seems to have a beauty brand. Some make sense. Others, bit of a head scratcher.
Right.
But everybody wants to be in that game. And I
absolutely
think it comes down to they want a steady paycheck.
Exactly. It's the money. That's why they're doing it. And, you know, but I mean, you just name a celebrity and, you know, Gomez. Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Selena Gomez.
Selena, I was thinking that wasn't the right name.
Yeah.
But she has one. Of course, we know that Lady Gaga does. You just sort of name a star and they all have them. And at the very end of the article, I just loved because it said Gaga noted in a video that she posted to social media, the last thing the world needs is another beauty brand, but that's too bad. And I think that's really what it boils down to. I feel like, you know, for years it was the perfume.
Yeah.
Everybody had to have a fragrance.
Yep.
But now they've gone beyond that and they've got the whole beauty line, skincare line, you know.
Right.
So
Rihanna's line, her Fenty beauty line, racked up $570 million in revenue.
That's not bad.
In the first 15 months. How about that?
And then there was Alicia Keys.
Yes, I was going to ask how you feel about this.
Makeup, right? Mm-hmm. In 2016, she swore off makeup.
Until she landed a makeup
deal. She's coming out with a makeup line. Because that's what you do.
But now the spin is from the publicist. She never actually swore off makeup. She just said she wanted to uncover herself.
Yeah.
And be free of the burden of caking on foundation. But she's never said that. That was just the media spin.
Yes. How dare they?
Do you think that's true? I'd like to go back and look at the clips of what she said.
I think she swore off makeup.
I thought she
did
too.
But then she got a...
that didn't seem like a realistic...
ELF. And so now she's going to...
Right. And anyway, if you want her to weigh in on this, you're going to have to wait because she's not doing any interviews until this line launches in December. So that's when we'll hear Alicia's word on
it. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Well, let's do a few steals and deals. A couple of beauty ones since we were just talking about beauty. DP Hue, which we've talked about, big assist right now, especially if you're not going to the salon quite as often. Locally owned brand. It will cover up all of those grays. It's a take-home kit that you can do yourself, and they have other color hair products. They're doing 30% off just through the weekend, just through tomorrow, the 22nd. Yep. So you just type in code SHINE, S-H-I-N-E, for 30% off their root touch-up kits and everything else.
That's a really good deal.
And again, a local brand. Sephora also has launched like a month worth of sales. They've got all kinds of deals and they rarely do this.
Yeah, no, they've never done something like this. So that's, you know, it's called the Sephora-thon or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's worth checking out, too.
We'll put a link up if you want more details on that.
Another local store, Melly, has 20% off of sale items. It started on Thursday, so that's going on right now. The sales are all final, but you get an extra 20% off of sale items.
Okay,
so that's good. A good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think basically everybody, the Black Friday deals are all out there, and I don't think this year you have to wonder like, oh, are they going to be better if I wait until next week? No, there's just going to be more of them, and they're just going to keep running all of these deals. I mean, every major website. But here's the thing, you guys. If you just think creatively and think what you might do. Maybe you buy something that's smaller, but buy it from a local retailer if you can. I know it's not always possible.
Right.
I buy things on Amazon too, but gosh, whenever you can this season, it is just so important. Now, stores are not closed the way that our restaurants and our fitness centers are for the next 4 weeks. Stores are still open. You can dip in, dip out pretty quickly, obviously with masks, but so many great places to
Think of all
gifts.
The gift stores like Patina or Surgeon Jane.
Yeah.
And your local
general store of Minnetonka.
Right.
How about the new Fox Love? You know, Heather Fox. If you can watch the last of her season of on HGTV tonight, and you can shop their goods locally. Such a cute new store.
You find so many more unique things too at the local stores, and you're helping them and still picking out the gifts that you want.
They're all going out of their way to offer delivery, to offer, you know, FaceTime shopping. They're posting on their websites. You can do curbside pickup. So lots of locals to shop. If you have any questions, feel free to email us throughout this week or beyond. We'd be glad to help make suggestions for you. You can always go to mytalk1071.com, click on the Shop Girls page, message us there. Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine has some lists. The new issue has all kinds of local gifts in it. So pick up a copy of that if you're out and about, and go to mspmag.com. Many online markets too, and we'll be sure to keep you posted on those, like the Mita one, which I hope you'll check out next Friday.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Enjoy your week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.